New data out today from the Department of Labor confirms something Americans already know. Things are getting more expensive. In the past year, prices have climbed nearly 7%. That's the biggest one-year surge in inflation since 1982. Let's bring in Mike Regan for the latest. He's senior editor of Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thank you, Tanya.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned lawmakers yesterday not to be spooked by these inflation numbers, but should we be worried?
Well, Tanya, I worry about everything, so I'm probably not the best to ask, but I would say the words I would use in this case are cautious and patient rather than really worried. You know, all along, most economists had said that this hot inflation would be temporary, you know, the result of all the dislocations and changes in spending patterns as well from consumers because of the pandemic, and plus all that extra money injected into the economy by the government during the pandemic. The problem is that temporary is proving to be a lot longer than many had anticipated, and this level of inflation is being higher than expected, in part because the virus itself has been longer than many had anticipated, and it's just such an unprecedented situation that it's hard to predict anything. So I would brace for inflation to be higher than what we're used to, say, at least into the first part of 2022. But I don't think it's a permanent shift that we have to worry about being with us forever.
Okay, let's break this down a little bit more. This 6.8% is a top line figure, but it's not evenly distributed. So which goods and sectors of the economy have seen the biggest price increases?
Yeah, energy is the big standout. Gasoline, for example, was up 58% year over year. Transportation is up 21%. Used cars and trucks are still up 31% year over year. Things like meat, poultry, eggs, they're up about 13%. Now, that energy and gasoline component is very important. Remember, it's not just what we spend on it. It's what all the companies that manufacture our goods spend on it and the cost of transporting them around the world. The good news there is that, for one thing, that comparison is to very depressed prices during the worst of the lockdowns last year. And the other good news is that those prices have come down quite a bit already since this data was collected. So that energy is becoming less of a threat to the whole CPI index as a whole.
Okay, so over the same time period, we've seen inflation rising. The stock market has soared. But is there any concern from the markets about this new report?
This particular report was actually received well in the stock market. The stock market had become used to inflation reports being even higher than what economists had estimated. And this one was sort of right on the nose of what they had estimated. But the real concern is if this inflation does create higher interest rates further down the road, especially if the Federal Reserve has to react very aggressively by raising rates sometime in 2022. So that is a concern further down the road for the stock market for sure.
Okay, I have about 30 seconds with you. It does seem consumers were deterred by these last couple of months in terms of spending. I mean, what has been the impact?
Well, one thing I would point out, consumer confidence, there's a University of Michigan survey of consumer confidence that actually hit a 10-year low last month. It improved a little bit this month, but still lingering basically at the lowest level for those 2 months in 10 years. So it's had an impact.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor of Bloomberg News. As always, thank you.